Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Monday to you. Monday Night Football is going on right now. We had football all day Sunday. I hope you had a good weekend. It's glad to be back here with you. Another weeknight, because that's exactly when the JR Sport Brief Show gets going. Right now, this moment, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, every single weeknight, Monday through Friday. Of course, we're going to talk about football. We'll talk about some basketball because we have one L.A. team, which looks like they're doing okay. And then we have another Los Angeles team that looks like trash, at least momentarily. I'm not going to waste any time. A big shout out to super producer Stu Kovacs for helping to put the show together and make sure everything runs smooth. And I want to remind you all that I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. You can find me online, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at JR Sport Brief. You can also call up anytime, 855-212-4CBS. That number again, 855-212-4CBS. I mean, there's so much football to discuss. And even last week, we had so many storylines that we previewed and that we would delve into. And it seems that as a result, we got plenty to talk about tonight. Obviously, we've had plenty of matchups. I'm even looking here at Twitter right now. Michael Roberts says, please talk about the Lions blowing a lead to lose, even if it's for a few minutes. Yeah, well, Mitch Trubisky, he found out what the football was at the end of the game. And I'm sorry, Michael Roberts, that your Lions lost. My apologies, but at the same time, they are the Detroit Lions. And yeah, we had plenty of those teams last night, or yesterday, I should say. Was anybody surprised that the New York Jets got mollywopped by the Bills? The New York Jets look clueless, okay? The Miami Dolphins, and we will definitely talk about Cam Newton later on in the show. Where's the guy who called me on Friday and said that Ryan Fitzpatrick is Fitzmagic? Fitzmagic was only magic for the other team as he went out there and threw three interceptions. Find me the magic. The Eagles. Many people were quick to point out to me all day today that the Eagles lost to a team that doesn't even have a name. Even though there's kind of words swirling around that this may be the name of the team. We'll talk about that later on in the show. The Jaguars, they surprised the Colts. The Ravens, they beat up on the Browns. I mean, damn, the Browns just, they look like the Browns. And then the Dallas Cowboys, obviously, last night. You know, I expected them, like many folks, I expected them to go out there and put up a lot of points against the Rams to really showcase those offensive weapons. Well, if the offensive line is not going to work, it's not going to happen. And unfortunately, we had some injuries. Mike Evans looked dinged up. Michael Thomas looked dinged up. We had a couple of Cowboys. And Jarwin is now done for the season. So look, this is the NFL. We got football back. You might as well enjoy it. And I also must tell you, there wasn't a moment, or there really hasn't been a point in time where I looked at any of the games yesterday and felt that, you know, we were in a twilight zone. We know things are extremely different. We know we don't have fans in the stands. We know we have pumped-in crowd noise. We know this is 2020. Nothing is normal here. But having said that, once you really get into the game, like, it's nothing. I'm paying attention to what's going out there. You know, we didn't have no crazy fan cutaways during the course of the game. We didn't have folks ringing bells. We certainly had several teams that stayed in the locker room during the singing of the national anthem, but that sure as hell is no surprise to anybody. But when you're actually watching the game, you get lost in the game. You're not thinking about the fact that there aren't fans there and people acting wild and people acting crazy. You know, time will tell as we move on in the season, just the honest effect that this will ultimately have on especially close games where you might want to have a snap count altered by the fans yelling defense or screaming louder. But look, these are professionals. These are the best of the best. You expect them to go out there and perform. That's just the name of the game. And one of the larger storylines yesterday, and you want to talk about the best of the best, the most accomplished quarterback in NFL history, his name is Tom Brady. After 20 years, he went out there for another team, the Buccaneers, played against another old quarterback in Drew Brees, a 43-year-old and a 41-year-old, and Tom Brady lost. This is the first time that we've seen him in a Buccaneers uniform. With social media right now, I guess I really should be adjusted. I don't know how many fancy Photoshop images I saw of Tom Brady in a uniform. I don't know how many photo shoots, but it looked pretty normal to me. It really did. The only thing missing was Bill Belichick, and he got a win with Cam Newton. We'll talk about that. But Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, they lost to the Saints 34-23. And outside of the beginning of the game when Tom Brady became the oldest person to ever score a touchdown at 43 years old, things got pretty ugly. They got progressively worse. Tom Brady ultimately was 23 for 36. He threw for 239 yards to go along with two touchdowns and two INTs. One of the interceptions basically set up an Alvin Kamara touchdown. The other one was ran back by Jenkins, the Jackrabbit, okay? So things didn't look good for Tom Brady. Drew Brees, he had an ugly game himself. He admitted after the game, Drew Brees said, yeah, it was ugly. I stunk. 18 of 30, 160 yards and two touchdowns. As I said, Michael Thomas looked like he was dealing with some type of ankle injury. And when you think about just the Buccaneers, let's talk about that. I told you last week, I expect the New Orleans Saints to get W's like this, like they have tonight or last night, because of continuity. They've played together. They have two consecutive 13-3 seasons. The Saints are still my pick to win the NFC South. And yes, I see you out there, Falcons. You're not doing a good enough job. Russell Wilson lit y'all up, okay? Saints still at the top of the NFC South. Buccaneers, they still have something to prove. I'm going to peg them still at about 9 or 10 victories. Godwin finished with 79 yards. Rob Gronkowski only had two catches for 11 yards. Fournette, we talk about an all-star team. He carried the ball 5 times for 5 yards. This was ugly all the way around for the Buccaneers. And a matter of fact, Tom Brady's own head coach, Bruce Arians, he was surprised by Tom Brady's performance.
He looked like Tom Brady in practice all the time, so it's kind of unusual to see that in the ball game because they didn't do the things that we didn't get ready for. Everything they did, we thought we were ready for. And, I mean, he knows how to bounce back, and he knew he didn't play very well. It's not what he expects from himself, nor do we expect. So yeah, I would anticipate him to have a little more grit and a little more determination this week.
Ooh. Bruce Arians wants Tom Brady to have a little bit more grit and determination. Ooh. I mean, the reality is these guys haven't played together. He's still getting used to the system. This is the first time he's had any quote-unquote live-action football outside of a scrimmage. This is just the reality here in 2020. What do we expect? Because his name is Tom Brady and he's playing with a bunch of household names that he's going to go out there and automatically light it up. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are already supposed to be Super Bowl champs. They're supposed to be favorites for the Super Bowl. Come on now, let's come to reality. This will take them time. And it doesn't help that they're playing against one of the best teams in the NFL. It will take time for Tom Brady. He's been in the same damn place for 20 years. Listen to what Tom Brady had to say about what went wrong yesterday.
I think certainly poor execution, and it's what it comes down to. It's a game of execution, and obviously they, you know, made more plays than we did, and made some just bad, terrible turnovers, and it's hard to win turning the ball over like that.
Well, at least Tom Brady knows that he stunk too. Your head coach can come and tell you, hey, you stink. We need a little bit more grit from you. I guess you don't win 6 Super Bowls by lying to yourself. You win 6 Super Bowls by being honest and telling the truth. And how many times have we seen Tom Brady kind of yell on the sideline? How many times have we seen him be honest? And now he's not under the thumb of Bill Belichick. I expect him to be a little bit more expressive and honest. And across the board, the offense was not good. This is what Tom Brady had to say about the team's offense.
The Saints kind of play how they always play. They did a good job on offense. You know, we hung our defense out to dry, you know, on some short fields with not moving the ball, not doing very well on third down at certain times, not the turnovers really hurt us. And, got to clean that up for next week. We got to do a lot better job.
Yeah. Good luck to Tom Brady. If there's one thing we understand and know as human beings, and I don't know, maybe somebody's found it. I don't know where the hell it's at. It's the fountain of youth. If you know where it is, if you got the keys, if you know the Benjamin Button scenario that we can all enact, by all means, let us know, please. Because there's not a damn person walking around going backwards. Okay, we got a lot of modern marvels here on Earth. We got a lot of people doing amazing and unusual things. Aging backwards is not one of them. The reality is, Tom Brady is 43 years old. He may have more money than the average human being. He can probably claim to be flexible. He can claim to have zero inflammation in his body. And we know about Tom Brady's diet. We know about his books. We know about his trainer. I mean, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Fine. But let me tell you something. When you're getting knocked around on a football field, there's no fixing that. And we can have all of the coaches and teammates say that Tom Brady's arm looks stronger than it's ever been. It doesn't matter when you're getting knocked around on Sunday. Who cares? How many stories do we hear about this player's in great shape and that player's in great shape? Tom Brady can be in good shape for an average 43-year-old. He can be in excellent shape for a football-playing 43-year-old in the quarterback position. I'd say a kicker, a 43-year-old kicker, is probably in pretty damn good shape. But Tom Brady isn't getting any younger. And at certain points of yesterday, he looked old. So did Drew Brees. Drew Brees looked old. And yes, we will have moments like that throughout the remainder of the season. These guys aren't aging backwards. I don't care if Tom Brady doesn't eat strawberries, okay? It doesn't matter. The fact is, if you're the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, if you want to go ahead and look on a bright side, if you want to be optimistic, your opponent next week happens to be in your division. Your opponent next week is Carolina Panthers. I'm not necessarily saying that they are scaring anybody. If you want to go ahead and look at the NFC South, the Carolina Panthers, you could probably say they are the weak link in the division. Nobody's going to run around and be scared of the Panthers. That's just reality. I'm sorry. I'm being honest here. So you can sound alarm bells on what Tom Brady did yesterday. And you can say Tom Brady is old, which he is, relative to football. But the fact also is, he's playing with a whole new team. He's playing with a new offensive line. He's playing in a new system. We can't just expect greatness from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers right now this minute in week one, especially when we have not even had a preseason game. There's nothing to go ahead and draw a conclusion from in one game. And having said that, all across the NFL, for the most part, and I'm not going to sit here and tell you I watched 60 minutes of every single game, but from what I did see yesterday, folks look pretty damn sharp. Go ahead and tell me that Russell Wilson and his four touchdowns didn't look sharp. Tell me that the Cardinals and DeAndre Hopkins and his 14 receptions and his 140 plus yards did not look sharp. We had plenty of players that looked amazing yesterday. And I will continue to say this. I believe offenses will be ahead of defenses. That's just what it is. Especially if you're talking about young, fresh, super athletic players. But to me, it's no surprise that two of the oldest quarterbacks in the game didn't look all that damn fresh. Do I expect more from Tom Brady? Yes. Do I think he's done? No, not at all. But this is not 2007 Tom Brady. This is not Tom Brady from 10 years ago, okay? This is a 2020 43-year-old Tom Brady playing on a team that he has never been on before. Give the Buccaneers some time. So is Tom Brady old? Yes. Is he done? Absolutely not. I don't think so. But time will tell. That's why they play games week to week. Let's have this conversation when he finishes up with the Panthers next week. I'm pretty sure to a certain degree, with a little bit more timing, with a little bit more practice, with an opportunity to look back and correct what went wrong yesterday against one of the NFL's best teams, I'd venture to say things will work out just fine next week for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So is Tom Brady done? No. Let's not even start. Let's just let him be old and let him be great. I'm going to open up the phone lines to you right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What are your first initial thoughts on the games that took place yesterday? And when it comes down to Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, do you feel Tom Terrific is just Tom too damn old? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Call me up. Your calls when we come back.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Now a second down and 15 from their own 32. Ball in the left hash. Bucks working from our left to right. Chris Godwin in motion again to the right. Brady takes a gun snap. Quick throw near side. It's picked off. Janoris Jenkins. 15, 10, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown. Janoris Jenkins. Pick six.
That audio courtesy of Saints Radio as you listen to Tom Brady throw a touchdown to the other team. Certainly not a good look. Tom Brady first game as a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Bucs lose 34-23. Tom Brady, he goes 23 of 36, 239 yards, two touchdowns, and two INTs. You heard that interception to Jackrabbit Jenkins, Janoris Jenkins, going back for six. His other interception basically set up an Alvin Kamara touchdown. And Tom Brady, he's 43 years old. He's learning a new system. He's in a different space. He's on a different team. He has a different coach. He has different players. Mike Evans looks hurt. Come on. It was game one. They don't have, or they did not have, a preseason. You can say all of the elements are there for Tom Brady and the Buccaneers to have a rough game one. And it was. And it was rough against one of the top teams in the NFL. But me, like most people, this is just me personally, like I'm tired of Tom Brady. I'm tired of the guy. He's 43. He has six titles. It'd be great to see him just keep winning, and good for him. I think it's amazing what he's done. Kudos. But from a fan perspective, it's kind of like, okay, guy, I get it. Move the hell up on out the way. I want to see some other people win. But if he can do it, more power to him. And as much as I wish he'd go away, I don't think the guy is done. I don't think Tom Brady's career is a wrap. I think they had a rough game for all the reasons I just gave you. I mean, he had a rough time and a rough go last year, but look at some of the talent he had around him. You know, Tom Brady's not going to go out there and light it up. He's not going to, you know, throw deep bombs all over the damn place. But we know he has better talent. Let him get a chance to mesh with him. I've opened up the phone lines to you, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What are your initial thoughts on Tom Brady and the Buccaneers? Their performance in that loss against the New Orleans Saints. It's early. We know this. We understand. 15 more games to go. But is Tom Brady just old? Is he the same Tom Brady from last year? Or do you agree with me that I just think they need time to gel? 855-212-4CBS. The line is sponsored by Geico. And right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's on top of what Geico could save you. What are you waiting for? Go to geico.com to learn more. We got Joe from Colorado on the phone. Joe, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Thanks for having me, JR. Something I just made an observation of yesterday, being a Patriots fan, watching Tom Brady my whole life growing up, was just yesterday he ended the season. I mean, he started the season the way he ended the season last year with the Tennessee Titans. He just doesn't look the same as he did in even 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that it's over, because obviously he's one of the greatest competitors ever, but at the end of the day, sometimes things just get old, and he's one of those players that I believe maybe just at that time, you know, I love him to death, but, you know, sometimes it's your time, you know, and maybe on the Bucks he's going to have a lot of talent to show off, but it just didn't look good. Like, there was nothing that showed me that he was better on the Bucks than he was on the Patriots. It was all the same. It looked just like the Patriots last year. Just struggle, throw the ball away, struggle, throw the ball in a bad spot, struggle, intentional grounding, struggles all over the place for him as a quarterback, and it looked really rough yesterday.
Sure, no, it did look rough, Joe, but wouldn't you kind of peg that? Granted, there are certain facts that we do know. Right now, the Buccaneers have more talent than Tom Brady has played with in recent years. I would eventually think that talent wins out overall, and that Tom Brady isn't necessarily washed up. And yeah, he didn't have the best year. It seems that for the past several years, Tom Brady is kind of stuck in that, you know, 25 or 26 touchdown range. And he is what he is at this point in time. But I would think the talent would win out this year, no?
I mean, maybe. The one thing that he has shown is that he needs a strong running game. And if that running game can get going, then that's going to give him an advantage with the wide receivers. But overall, if they don't get that running game going, that's how we won the Super Bowl 2 years ago. He's not going anywhere. You're not going to win throwing the ball 40 times with Tom Brady at this point in time in his career. It's just not happening.
Oh, hell no, not at all. But at the same time, I don't expect every single week, you know, for Leonard Fournette to get five carries, only rush for 5 yards. Maybe he's still getting acclimated to the playbook. And then you still have Ron Jones. He went out there and gave you 66. So I think that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I think they'll be okay. I believe we just got to give them a little bit of time, Joe. But you as a Patriots fan, look, you've seen the same thing that we've all seen the past several years, and that, you know, Tom Brady, he's looked a little bit above average. You can't take away his intelligence, but his talent hasn't been there. And then, you know, you see slight physical declines. Joe, thank you for calling from Colorado.
Thank you. You have a great day.
No doubt about it. Sorju's calling up from Massachusetts. Sorju, do you believe Tom Brady is on the decline?
What's going on, JR? Let me break it down. And here's the first thing I'm going to say.
Sorju. It was a thank you. I'm good. Can you just answer my question and then tell me why? Do you believe Tom Brady's on a decline?
I just don't know if we can say it after one game. So, no.
Okay, there you have it. There's an answer.
All right. So, if we look at it objectively last year, right, Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers' statistics are identical. Rodgers had two more touchdowns and Brady had four more interceptions, but they both threw for around 4,000 yards. Yet somehow Aaron Rodgers had this mystical season and Brady didn't, all right? But here's my biggest issue and biggest pet peeve. We can't have a knee-jerk reaction after all the points you brought up. You know, this is a new playbook. I mean, if it doesn't make sense to me that Brady was targeting Scotty Miller, of all people, with all the weapons he had. You can clearly see that they have not yet built the rapport with all the receivers, and that's going to take time. And basically, with this offseason that we've had, with limited practices, no preseason, it's going to take time. It's one game. There's 15 to go. He's not in the line. He's my guy. It's Tampa Bay time.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Sorju, for calling up from Massachusetts. Appreciate you. Oh, man, if there's anything that Tampa Bay, Tampa Brady, let's not go there. Well, let's be real, though. Tom Brady is in decline. Because there's two ways that you can go. You can get better, you get worse, or you can plateau and kind of just ride the wave. Tom Brady is closer to riding the wave and falling off the board than he is to ascending. That's facts. Does that mean he's a bum? No. Does that mean his brain works any less? No, not at all. But sometimes your brain can't do what your body wants it to. So I think Tom Brady, yes, he's not the same quarterback. Is he still serviceable? Yes. Still one of the best? Yes, I'd say so because of his brain and his experience. But is he over? No, not at all. When we come back, I got quite a few tweets in about Tom Brady and your expectations. You can tweet me at JR Sport Brief. And when we come back, we're also going to talk about his replacement in New England, Cam Newton. He had the opposite. He actually got a W. We're going to talk about it when we come back. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Plenty to talk about as the NFL is back in action. Full slate of games yesterday. Games going on. Monday Night Football. Pittsburgh Steelers decided to beat up on the young New York Giants tonight. No surprise there. The return of Big Ben Roethlisberger. This went down in MetLife Stadium. Pittsburgh, they beat the Giants 26-16. And just underway, the Tennessee Titans, they're about halfway through the first quarter here with the Denver Broncos. No score yet in this matchup. Now, before we went to break, we spent time talking about one of the games that we did see yesterday, and that happens to be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and their loss to the New Orleans Saints. Now, as we know, Tom Brady is 43 years old. Tom Brady is the most accomplished quarterback of all time. But he looked old yesterday. He did. He looked old. So did the other quarterback, 41-year-old Drew Brees, who by the time we blink, Drew Brees will actually be sitting up in a broadcast booth talking to us about football, similar to what we see from Tony Romo. Now, having said that, I'm not just saying Tom Brady is done. And we had a conversation. I asked you your opinion. I want to keep the phone lines open on the topic right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on Tom Brady? I mean, they have some work to do. He has no preseason games. He's older, new system, new coach, new everything. So I don't want to just compare it to what we saw last year with the New England Patriots because it's not the same. He has more talent around him. Give Tom Brady time, even though he's older. And I asked the same question on Twitter, and you can tweet me at JR Sport Brief. And I would say people aren't all that enthusiastic about what the Buccaneers will do this year. The kid J.A. says he expects the Bucs to go 9-7. Tone says 8-8. Tati in a flash, she says she just prays that Tom Brady plays well. Sector 5, maybe wild card. Since the Falcons and Panthers are not good teams, that might be four victories for the Buccaneers right there. Donnell Suggs tweets me and says, the Buccaneers, they can't possibly be worse than they have been. He's pegging them at 9-7. Evan, I guess he's the bright spot here. He still has the Buccaneers winning the Super Bowl. It's tough to say. I don't know if I'd go that far. Jeff is calling up from Wisconsin. Jeff, you are on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, how you doing? It kind of hit me when the New England fan said, you know, well, Brady and Rodgers' statistics are about even, and everybody says Brady had a bad year, but people talk about Rodgers. I don't know, remember his word, but it was like having a good year, and we sure don't feel that way in Wisconsin. You know, football is more than statistics, and Rodgers wasn't happy with Rodgers, and we weren't happy with the way things work, because it's not all just statistics. It's when it happens and how you make those, you know, drives happen to win things, that are, you pull things out. And so we're sitting here, we don't think Rodgers had that great of a year. And you know, so we're hoping for better this year. Because 4,000 yards, but.
Right. Well, yes, it was an uninspiring, just from the team in general for the Green Bay Packers last year, it was an uninspiring 13-3. And I think if anybody wants to compare what happened last year between Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, if anything, I would say that bodes well a little bit more for Tom Brady. Because, look, I have no issues or worries about what Aaron Rodgers does. Is Aaron Rodgers 25 and 30 years old? No, he's not. But at the same time, he's about 7 to 8 years younger than what Tom Brady is. So let's remove Aaron Rodgers from the conversation. I'll put it to you this way, Jeff. We know the Packers need to do better this season. And, I mean, Aaron Rodgers certainly got off on a hell of a start last night, throwing four touchdowns and almost 370 yards. Now, what the hell do you want from Aaron Rodgers this year? I mean, what's the problem?
It's just consistency and timely things. That's it. It's,
well,
you know, the base numbers are okay. It's just finishing the games off.
Well,
so
that's
I'm not complaining about Rodgers. It's just,
okay.
You know, it was not a knock dead year for him, even though his numbers were pretty good. It wasn't a knock dead. We make that play when we got to make it in the playoffs. That's, you know, so. Wasn't a bad year, but it wasn't like we didn't think it was transformative, I think is what the word
sure.
he used.
Absolutely. Well,
and the same with Brady. Like, well, we'll see.
Well, I think Tom Brady's in a different category because Tom Brady is older, Jeff.
Yeah. You don't know how bodies react.
You know, we don't. And thank you, Jeff, for calling up from Wisconsin. Yeah, we can look at stats and we can look at numbers. Look, Aaron Rodgers is still one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL. If you go ahead and you want to just list out the majority of quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers is still going to be in that upper tier of guys. You know, who the hell looks at Aaron Rodgers and says, oh, man, not that guy. We're facing Aaron Rodgers. Ooh, this is going to be an easy one. Nobody. Nobody does that because he's one of the greatest. Aaron Rodgers is a Hall of Fame quarterback, okay? And he's younger than Tom Brady. So I don't even want to get into a situation of looking at their numbers and comparing them. Because Tom Brady is old. He's older. Nobody wants to get hit. Nobody wants to get hurt. But Tom Brady has more miles on his body and on his arm. It's just facts. Okay? And I don't think Tom Brady is old. And Aaron Rodgers, look, if his receivers stepped up the way that they did yesterday, if they continue what they did yesterday the rest of the year, I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be just fine. So we can stop talking about what happened last year when it comes to Aaron Rodgers. But speaking about I want to talk about the dude who replaced Tom Brady in New England, and that happens to be Cam Newton. We know that this man is someone who you want to talk about taking a beating to his body. You know, he's more than 10 years younger than Tom Brady. This guy is just past 30, Cam Newton is. He made his debut for the New England Patriots yesterday, and he rushed and ran for more yards than I think anybody has in New England, dating back to almost 30-plus years, okay? The Patriots go over the Dolphins 21-11. Cam Newton only throws the ball 19 times, completes 15 of those passes for 155 yards, but he carried the ball and rushed for 75 yards and 2 touchdowns. Sony Michel chips in as well, gives you 10 carries for 37 yards with a touchdown. And I said this, they were playing the Dolphins. Ryan Fitzpatrick, he does his best to help the New England Patriots win. He throws 3 interceptions. Bill Belichick, new quarterback, not named Tom Brady. Listen to how thrilled, listen to how excited Bill Belichick was on what he saw from Cam Newton.
Cam's done great for us. He's very, very unselfish player. He's a great teammate. He's earned everybody's respect, really daily. He just continues to do everything that he can to help our team. He played well today. He hit a lot of passes. He ran the ball well. He led the team. He made some good checks and adjustments. And so, you know, I thought that he did a good job.
Always great to listen to Bill Belichick. Always great. That's the most exciting thing I've heard all day from Bill Belichick. I had to kind of temper my own excitement. That was Bill Belichick. Listen to what Cam Newton had to say about how he felt about his own performance.
Picking up right where I remember the game to be. I think it was just still a feeling process. I think more so for me as well as Josh, you know, Coach Bill, as well as Jed, you know, to understand who they have and what I have.
Yeah, good for Cam Newton. The guy, it seems like the guy hasn't played football in about 2 years. And I just told you he's just past 30. Yeah, Cam Newton is 31 years old. Cam Newton hasn't played in about 2 years, full-time football. At the same time, you got Tom Brady out here. He's 13 years older than Cam Newton. Now, I don't know if we can look at Cam and say, oh, well, this guy is, how many car wrecks is he in every single game that he plays in? You have to have some type of concern. Okay, are you just going to take this abuse every single week? Are you? Actually, listen to part of Cam Newton's press conference from earlier today, and he pretty much said, look, it's been a long time since I woke up with this type of soreness. And he said it's like victory soreness. And yeah, get used to it. And this is what every single team has to get used to. This is what everybody's going to deal with, especially with no preseason games here in 2020. But Cam Newton especially. And I think this is a good look for Cam. I think this is a good look for the New England Patriots. I still ultimately believe that the division, the AFC East, is going to come down to the New England Patriots and, yes, the Buffalo Bills. And good luck. I mean, the Bills, you want to talk about no preseason games. They might as well have gotten a preseason game out of the New York Jets yesterday. Because the New York Jets just once again look like a disaster. And they look like they're in for a disaster of a season, a disaster of a year. So congratulations to Cam Newton. There's no doubt in my mind, if Cam Newton stays healthy this year, Cam Newton will be the comeback player of the year, especially if he leads the New England Patriots to the approximately 9 or 10 wins I think they have in front of them this season. And kudos to Bill Belichick. I mean, this is still early. Relatively early. We don't know what's going to happen with all of the linebackers that are now missing or have opted out or signed with new teams that are gone from the Patriots. We don't know how the team will go all throughout the year, all throughout the season. But I like the philosophy. This is like throwback football. Try to control the run, stop the run, and then run the damn ball yourself. Maintain possession. This is like tailor-made or tailor-made for somebody like Bill Belichick. Because who's going to outsmart him on a game-to-game basis? I'd venture to say nobody. You can run the ball, maintain possession of the ball, run down the clock. This is right up his alley. I know he was salivating with the opportunity to add Cam Newton, and he's able to do things that he couldn't do with Tom Brady. And good for Cam Newton. And Cam Newton pretty damn snazzy with a suit, too, running around with a yellow suit. You're not going to find anybody in the NFL more fashionable than Cam Newton. So good for him. It's good to have him back in the league. It's good to have him back in the NFL. And it's good just flat to have a whole bunch of NFL games to talk about and discuss. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio, talking about the NFL. We had a big matchup last night. Watching Tampa Bay and the Saints wasn't the only big matchup. The Dallas Cowboys, they debuted behind a new coach in Mike McCarthy. They debuted in a new giant fancy stadium, SoFi Stadium, with no fans. Jared Goff had an opportunity to show up and show out. And guess what happened? The Cowboys, they did what the Cowboys generally did or do. The Cowboys came through with a lot of hype, but when it boiled down, they didn't execute. The Cowboys lost, but it's one game. We'll talk about the Dallas Cowboys when we come back. Yes, America's team. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.